अधरा श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंपर 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 पीनायताष्ट भुजमंडल मध्य लक्ष्य स्पर्धस्य परिवृत वनमालयाद्य बरीष्मद पुरुष आह सुतान प्रपन्नान पर्जन्यनाद पर्जन्यना दरितया सद्रणावलोक ट्रांसलेशन पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की Around the neck of the personality of Godhead hung a flower garland that reached to his knees. His eight stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of the goddess of fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachinabarisa, who were very much surrendered unto him. Please repeat. Around the neck of the personality of Godhead hung a flower garland that reached to his knees. His eight stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of the goddess of fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachinabarisa, who were very much surrendered unto him. Purport. The word Adya in this verse is very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin even of Paramatma and Brahman. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham, 14th chapter, text number 27. The Absolute Truth begins not with the impersonal Brahman, but with the original personality of Godhead, Krishna. When Arjuna realized Krishna's greatness, he addressed him in that way, Parabrahma Parandama Pavitram Paramambhava Purusham Satyam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibham. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode, and the purifier, the absolute truth, the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn, all-pervading beauty. The Brahma Samhita also says, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is not caused by anything, anadi, but He is the cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadyashayataha. The Absolute Truth is that from which everything emanates. The Absolute Truth is described as Adi Purusha. The Absolute Truth is therefore a person and is not impersonal. ओम ज्ञान तुमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदानयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this sloka is the description of the form of the Lord, which the Prachetas had darshan. Prachetas, they fulfilled the conditions in order to attain success in life. So the real success in life is to see face to face the Supreme Absolute Truth or the Personality of Godhead. That is the success of life. Only that will satisfy us in every way. You may get all the wealth of the world, but you will not be satisfied. You may become the monarch, the emperor of the whole world. You will not be satisfied. Or you may be like Ekasantagrahi. Ekasantagrahi means one who can remember whichever he hears or sees for all his life. Naishthika Brahmachari. One who is a complete Brahmachari, he said he can remember everything. Or with the blessings of the Lord. We may not be a Brahmachari by manasa and at least by mind, we may not be Brahmachari. Because it is in our hands to practice Brahmacharya physically and maybe in our speech we can assist. This mental Brahmacharya, it only happens in the process of time. As you pray to the Lord, as you sincerely practice bhakti, and you become purified, and you become disinterested in all kinds of bodily relationships. So, in our sampradaya, whatever you may be to begin with, a person may like to remain a Brahmachari, but our past karmas and sanskaras, they have given a kind of a body, subtle and gross, and the desire may be there, but God has not sanctioned yet. So, the point is, either by diligent Brahmacharya from your childhood, you can develop such powers, or if you can attract the attention of the Lord by fulfilling the conditions which please the Lord. So these prachetas, they become successful in the life's mission, that is, to come face to face with the Supreme Absolute Truth or the Personality of Godhead. It's like tracing our life back to our origins. When you get connected back, just like the lost child is connected back to the mother. A lost child may be given some toffees or some playthings. You may divert the attention for a while, but because she is seeking the comforting love of the mother, so she will not be happy. Some fear grips the child's mind, and now she is not happy with the toys, she is not happy with the sweetmeats, and she will go on crying uninterruptedly. But when she lands in the lap of the mother, she feels the warmth and affection of the mother, and she loses all fear. So just like like the child may get into the hands of some other person who may also try to give affection and all that, but nothing can match the affection of the original mother, gut feelings. It's a natural, spontaneous affection for the children. Like you see, children fight, children differ, but parents always they ignore everything and they go on spending for the money for the children. The children may revolt, but still parents wants to go on spending money on the children, because that is an unbreakable bond. Prabhupada says motherly affection is the last tie to break. If your heart can break the tie of motherly affection, then you are on the spiritual path. No, it is difficult. No? Yeah. The son has such affection for the mother has an affection for the son. But spiritual life, our love is distributed to everyone or to no one. If you love God, you are good to everybody. It's not like these are my people. A devotee of God is with dharma. He is with dharma. And if his people are not with dharma, he will abandon his own blood relatives. And if there are some people who are with dharma, but they are strangers to us, and if you are a devotee, immediately you know that this is a secure shelter. Wherever dharma, so there will not be adharma, and then a person can trust, a person can be at peace, a person can aspire to progress in spiritual life. If you are not with dharma, so everything is topsy-turvy. So these prachetas, they fulfilled all the criteria. There are several criteria. If one wants to come face to face with the God, first thing is humbleness. The prachetas, although they were princes, they were very humble. And then they were willing to undergo austerities. Prabhupada says, why nowadays people are cheated by bogus sadhus and gurus? Because the so-called seekers, they are not willing to pay the price. They are not willing to take up the austerities or the tapasya. That means you have to do some things you may not like, and you have to give up some things which you may like. That is called tapasya. Tapasya means whether you like or not, you have to do certain things because these are the conditions in order to make advancement in spiritual life. So the prachetas, they underwent rigorous austerities under the water. Not an easy thing. And then, like Bhagavad Gita says, not our humility, not our ability to do austerities, because these are not the things that attract the attention of the Lord. You have to be humble, but you have to be humble before proper authorities, the bona fide authorities. If you are just humble, which is your nature in the mode of goodness, and you will be exploited by everybody. If suggest a humble man, but you don't know where to remain humble. No, like you say, be a lamb at home and a lion at chase. With your elders and all that, you remain like a lamb completely humble. But it doesn't mean that anybody and everybody can exploit you. So that means you have the discrimination, you have the power of discrimination. Similarly, Prabhupada also says at some place, you be a fool number one before your Guru Maharaj, and then when you go to meet these karmis who are puffed up with their degrees and their jobs and their wealth, then you take charge of them. You have to be their guide and mentor. That you have to do. That means you have two roles. When you go outside, if you are just so-called humble and everybody will waste your time teaching their philosophy to you. Whenever a Vaishnava goes out, you have to take control of the conversation. Walk away from them. There are no friendly talks between a Vaishnava and the seekers. No friendly talks. That doesn't benefit at all. And that's the setting of Bhagavad Gita. Arjun started the whole thing thinking that Krishna is my friend. And then Krishna said, as long as you think you also know, you can share our ideas, then I have nothing to say. Because the absolute truth, the knowledge of the absolute truth cannot be imparted that way. It's, you know, it comes in the decided succession. That just hearing. That's why when you go before the Guru Maharaj, just that you're willing to accept the instruction and willing to do the service. No? And then, if you have some doubts, there is a way to put forward your doubts. It's called humble inquiries. You may not have a fool. I don't understand your instruction. Kindly can you elaborate it further so that I can put my heart. So these prachetas, they were very austere, very humble, and they were born in a very pious family. They were very submissive to the instructions of their parents. And then Lord Shiva entered their life. When somebody is decorated with good qualities, they are the right people who can recognize a guru. A guru may be going all around the world, but not everybody can recognize him. People who have the qualification, they recognize. Otherwise, generally people cannot know the distinction between saints and charlatans, saints and swindlers. They cannot. Just 2 days back, we were in some big house, very wealthy people, and their heart is longing for Krishna. Somehow they got Radha Krishna deities and they're spending money like anything they want to do, but nobody to teach them. And they got stuck with some Mayavadi, some hodgepodge guru. So they're very confused. They talk so affectionately about Radha and Krishna, and they also serve Radha and Krishna for so many hours. But they don't know the bona fide process. That means they are eating meat, they are watching TV, they are taking tea and coffee, and they are also doing bhakti. But that bhakti will not lead to proper destination. So we have to do what is called the three words, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. Prayojana means fruits. We use that word in Hindi and Telugu also. We use that word Prayojana. Prayojana means what is the ultimate gain. What is the ultimate gain? Prayojana. Whatever you are doing, like yesterday also we were in another, is not a, the first home was very aristocratic home, very rich people. And yesterday we were in some house, is a very big bureaucrat, the SP of, and then they want something. They made some settings, some classical music going on, some ritualistic activity going on. Their heart is actually longing to taste the fruits of love of God. Being in such a position, sparing time for like that, for things, that means they're really looking for something. So actually Krishna is making arrangements. Otherwise, why did you enter that home? Why did you enter this home? Now, it remains up to them, it remains up to us, how we deal with them. Krishna is making us come in contact. It's big families, and they are also looking for it. Now, there should be some breaking point that they are used to for so many years of their life, like 50, 60 years. They are attached to certain traditions and certain practices, which is only ritualistic. Which is only hodgepodge, sincerity is there. That's what we are reading in today's Bhagavad Gita sloka. Today we are reading 10 slokas. Arjuna is asking, what is that? Arjuna is asking, Arjuna uvacha ye sahasram idu usrijya yajante sradayanita tesham tesham, what is that? So he says, Arjuna is asking some people very faithfully, very sincerely, they do some things, but that is not according to scriptures. Then for outsiders, it looks like they are very faithful, they are very serious about, but it is not according to scriptures. What will be the result? Because Arjuna has some knowledge, he is putting a leading question that worship, it comes under mode of goodness or mode of passion or mode of ignorance. That means anything we do in this world, it looks like you go to some tribal areas, they are very seriously playing drums and they are doing things. It looks like they are really into that, no? They believe in that. Similarly, in society like ours, like people are doing big ritualistic activities. The tribal people are also doing, and the members of so-called cultured society are also doing. And on the other hand, there are the devotees, they are transcendentalists or spiritual people. And they are also doing things in a particular way. So everybody is serious. The devotees are also serious about their mission. The members of the society like which we just visited, they are also serious in being. So Arjuna is asking, what happens to things done in the mode of goodness and things done in the mode of passion and in the mode of ignorance? That means apparently, externally, it looks that everybody is serious about their path. But the question is, which path is authorized, which will lead your life to success? Success means eternity, knowledge and bliss. no more confusion. Success means no more doubts. Because you have the experience, you have the practical experience, so you are free from doubts. So, knowledge, eternity. Eternity means you can do it forever, because it is your constitutional position, it is your real life. Real life is, you can always do it. Just like we serve our parents, but they die and they go away. And then we have to think, now I am lost, where to repose my love? As long as the parents are there, it's good going on, but what next? Or sometimes you may love seriously, but there is no reciprocation, but there are always misunderstandings, and it's a mess. You want to love. Sometimes like man and woman are married, either man or woman, there are some misunderstandings, and the other person is trying hard, but it's not working. So finally it frustrates a person. When both parties love, then also there is frustration, because there is what is called separation. And then one party wants to love, but the other party, they misunderstand the whole thing, and it could not be rectified, and it breaks up. So there is a mess. So eternal means between you and Krishna, between you and the Lord. The Lord may trample over you, the Lord may neglect you, but still you find it so sweet. That's it. Because whatever pleases the Lord, the devotee is pleased. If Krishna neglects us, and devotee, he finds some peace and satisfaction there also. Maybe the Lord is polishing me. Maybe the Lord is testing me. And in separation, your feelings will become flared up. That's called viparlamba. Viparlamba seva. Love in separation. That means everything, whether it is union or it is separation, but if it is in connection with Krishna, then your attachment grows and grows. And you may be crying, but you are getting transcendent bliss out of it. That's what Prabhupada said about Ram was wandering in the forest in separation with Sita, and people externally, they ask the question, so he is also attached to a woman, and he is also crying and all that. What kind of enjoy? How is God and how is enjoying his life? You say God doesn't cry, God doesn't become morose. That's our foolishness. If Krishna is crying or gopis are crying, you think they are also unhappy. Everything like that. No, that is called, they are in ecstasy. They are crying tears of love. They are not crying tears of separation, because the Lord is not never separated from his devotee. He is there or not there, but he is not out of your vision. So the point is, God is a person. That's what we are trying to do. The whole idea of the purpose of Prabhupada, why did Prabhupada write all these books? In his pranam mantra we say, namaste, Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine, namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi. The whole frontal attack of any Vaishnava is to destroy these concepts in the name of God. One is voidism, and impersonalism. The people who are materialists, there is hope that one day they will come to spiritual path. But people who think they are in spiritual path, but they are either voidist or they are impersonalist, there is no hope for them. That's why in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, it is said, Mayavada Bhashyasanila Sarvanashayat. If you ever get tainted by the association of Mayavadis, you also get lost. And when you meet Vaishnavas, you try to find fault with them. And you cannot understand their simple logic. The logic is simple. But because we are so confused, we become so complicated, we are so lost, we cannot understand the simple truth that we are all small and we are all controlled and there is a controller. There is not some controlling energy. Is a controlling person, Isvara. Isvara means controller, directly or through, but God is there. God, that's a Prabhupada in all his purports, he clearly he makes it a point to say the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is like the whole book is. When you write God, it is just three letters. But Prabhupada, just by writing, wherever you want to use the word God, by writing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is taken like one full sentence. But Prabhupada, it's worth doing it. Because we have to drill it into the heads. Because generally the tendency of people who are in this world, either we are sense gratifiers, or we become impersonalists or voidists, because ultimately we have envy for God, all of us. We admit or don't admit, we are all envious of God. We may not agree, who wants to be envious of God? So Prabhupada further elaborates, we become envious of the devotees. To be envious of the devotees, because they are dear to Krishna and you are envious of them, that means you are really envious of God. God is blessing some people and you are envious of them. Why not me? That means you want to take the position of God. Only me. Why others? But it is up to God. He knows whose heart is clean, who are eligible and who deserves what. So when we are living as a group of devotees, Krishna knows whose heart is simple, whose heart is plain-hearted, and Krishna blesses them and they do wonders. So I am 15 years in the mission, I know so many things, why he is honored. Sometimes, you know, I know one very senior devotee, he is born in a Brijavasi family and is a scholar from his childhood in Sanskrit, that's the subject he learned. And, but things were happening through certain foreign disciples. They are doing wonders. So many people are attracted to them and so much is happening. And this man is very upset. These guys, they don't know in Sanskrit, they don't know, they don't understand. Why people are after them? What can we do? What can we do? If Krishna favors somebody, who can stop that? So basically we are all envious. So in a society of Vaishnavas, if there are differences and things like that, so we have to be double sure, we have to make sure that we are not part of the problem. Are we taking our assigned position in the group of devotees? Whenever they are group of devotees, at least we should be advanced enough to recognize what is my relationship with this devotee, that devotees. So So we say it is better to take a humble position all the time. You may be an advanced devotee. So when we say how we have to relate with each other, maybe you are advanced than someone else. But what is the harm if you take a humble position? No harm. But if you think I am advanced and he is not advanced, and you may be bumping into an advanced devotee, the result is what is called mad elephant offense, Vaishnava Aparadha, Hathi Mat. So here, the Pratyatas, that way, very smoothly, very successfully, because their nature and their willingness to undergo austerities, and they had the good fortune of meeting Lord Shiva, and then very carefully, and they followed this process of Rudragita. Rudragita means like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is song of God, Rudragita is song of Shiva, and Shiva is a Vaishnava. So Rudragita is not different from Bhagavad Gita. Like Prabhupada Vacha or Prabhupada Vani. Prabhupada Vani and Krishna Vani is not different. So Prabhupada is a representative of Krishna. If you think I will follow Bhagavad Gita, not Prabhupada, you are very mistaken. So first we have to follow Prabhupada Vani, that we will understand Krishna Upadesha. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimha Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.